I have a regular Protestant sparring partner who happens to be a very dear, close, lifelong friend, godfather to my oldest child. He's a former Catholic. Hmm. He's a very faith-filled man. He loves the Lord. He prays for me. I pray for him. So that kind of, we go back and forth all the time in a loving way. But I'm in the middle of an annulment. Mm-hmm. And he has known me my whole life and is one of my witnesses. And I'm at that stage where, you know, he's a solo scriptura by the book. If it's not in scripture, he has a hard time with understanding why man-made institutions and rules would water down scripture. And the fact that an annulment is not scripturally based, it's between me and God.
Brian, I think it's really clear. I think you've laid it out very well. Where in scripture is the Catholic practice of the decree of nullity? Is that the gist?
Pretty much. And yeah. I also want some resources because I want to respond to him.
Sure. Well, that's okay. A softball, Jim. I'm holding in my hands a book you're probably familiar with, Marriage, Divorce, and Annulment.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Nice segue to that plug. Yes, Brian. Okay. First, I would hope to explain to anyone who's questioning this that when the church issues a declaration of nullity, declares a marriage to be null, the church doesn't see itself as doing anything to a marriage. The church is simply recognizing the facts as they are. An annulment is simply a recognition that a valid marriage never came into existence. It's not as though a valid marriage is being nullified. So I would first make that distinction, and that might help a person to understand that the church doesn't have power to put asunder, you know, what God has joined together. Jesus is very clear what God has joined together, not man put asunder. When he's talking about marriage, we know that the church just doesn't have the authority or the power to do that when it comes to a valid Christian marriage between two baptized people. Once it's consummated, the church recognizes it just has no power to dissolve such a marriage. An annulment is, you know, we look into a marriage and determine, did a valid marriage come into existence or did it not? Is there any reference to this in scripture? The closest thing that most people will point to is in Matthew 19, where sometimes people call it the exception clause. Jesus said, you know, he's speaking to a specific audience here in Matthew's gospel. He's speaking to the Jews, and he knows that the background of the Jews, and he's telling them that divorce was not allowed from the beginning. That's not the way God intended marriage to be, that Moses allowed it, you know, for the hardness of their hearts. But Jesus recognizes and teaches them that that's not how it is supposed to be, and that's not how it will be for his followers from then on. But he brings up what some people call an exception clause. He said, except in the case of unchastity. Sometimes that'll be translated as except in the case of adultery, which is not a necessary translation. In fact, it's probably not the best translation. The term is broader than that. It comes from the Greek word porneia, which means more broadly unchastity.
Adultery is downright misleading.
It is. There are other words for adultery that, if that's what Jesus was saying, that's the Greek word that would appear there. But in this case, he seemed to have been talking about something else. What could that have been? Well, considering his audience, it's likely, you know, that the Jews tend to marry closely and find their spouses as close family members, oftentimes, sometimes too close. And Jesus seemed to be speaking of that, marrying someone who's too closely related to you. And in that case, that's not a valid marriage. And so what Jesus is saying is divorce is okay because they shouldn't be married to begin with. So sometimes people will refer to that in Matthew 19:9 and recognize that what Jesus is talking about here is a divorce in the case where the people shouldn't have attempted marriage to begin with, and therefore divorce, you know, certainly acceptable in that case, and we would no longer recognize a marriage, and that would be what an annulment is. That's what the church does when it issues a declaration of nullity. It no longer recognizes what was thought to be a valid marriage.
Brian, I have a feeling there's another layer to this onion. Do you want to hang around for a few minutes and explore
Yes.
one little another? I just sense that there's more that you want to say. Is that correct?
I have a follow-up, and I appreciate your answer and letting me stay.
Okay, Brian. Well, good enough. We'll be back after these words. Jim Blackburn, staff apologist at Catholic Answers, is our guest for this hour. 888-31-TRUTH is the toll-free number. I'm Patrick Coffin. After these words, more on Brian's question from Jim Blackburn. Stick around. Well, Brian in Indianapolis, Indiana, has a question. He has a friend who's a former Catholic, now Protestant, soul scripture down the line, wants to know the scriptural basis for the decree of nullity. How was Jim's answer, Brian? Do you have any additional follow-up?
It was very good. And the only follow-up that I would have to that is just in a very complicated issue, where can I find good resources to understand the history of the present form of the nullification process? Because I would like to respond to him. And even for Catholics, it's difficult to explain. So this is more for me than it is for him.
Great question. You called the right show and the right guest.
Yeah, and there are a couple of resources. In fact, two that I can think of in the Catholic Encyclopedia. One is the article on annulment in the Catholic Encyclopedia. It may be a subsection of the article on marriage or on divorce, but you'll find that if you search for it at Catholic.com. Secondly, go back and look at the history of what happened with King Henry VIII and his separating the Church of England from the Catholic Church. And we really see, just going back that far in history, the idea of annulment and the fact that, you know, this is what the fact that he could not divorce, the Church wouldn't nullify or issue a declaration of nullity for him to then go on and get married again. And this is what caused friction at that time and led eventually to the separation and the creation, if you will, of Anglicanism. So I'd recommend those. Dr. Ed Peters, also a canon lawyer who's often on, has appeared on this show, has some resources at one of his books in particular. I don't know how much history he goes into, but it's titled Annulments and the Catholic Church, What mm-hmm. You Need to Know. Excellent resource, probably the one resource that goes into the most detail about annulments. We have some other resources here at Catholic.com, but those are geared more towards answering questions about how the Church deals with annulments today, not so much a history of them.
Yeah, well, Brian Jim needs more shame in his life. He needs to make more shameful plugs. I highly recommend his booklet, Marriage, Divorce, and Annulment, because it hits it from so many different angles in a very concise and nuanced way. Brian, I just, in a friendly way, recommend that you put your friend on the defensive a little bit and get him to tell you where in Scripture it says Scripture alone is the rule of faith for Christians. If he can't do that, sola scriptura crumbles in about a nanosecond.
It's one of my favorite comebacks, but it seems like we always go another round, so it'll probably keep going.
Yeah, just don't let him skate to the other part of the rink. Keep him in the corner. In all charity. God bless, Brian.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.